Welcome back, everybody, to the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, an executive health coach, consultant, doctor of pharmacy, and entrepreneur. And within this podcast, we will be bringing you exciting episodes discussing health, business, and personal development to evolve you into the best version of yourself. So with that being said, let's hop into this episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Evolve You podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you're coming back with us and you have not left a rating or review and you are enjoying us, you haven't, as they say in church, right? You've been coming a couple times, you've brought some friends, but you haven't yet married us or put a ring on it, and we would love for you to do that simply by emailing us, leaving a rating or review, and that's all we ask here on this podcast if you are enjoying the episodes. So, and bring a friend and share it out to any of your networks. So with that being said, I just want to welcome any new guests as well that are joining us for the first time. This is a podcast where we discuss health, business, and personal development to evolve you into the best version of yourself. Okay, whatever that goal is for you, whether it be a physical goal, health goal, which ties into your career, your family life, your love life, friendships, and your overall growth as an individual is discussed on this podcast. And today I am going to be discussing these three key words that I feel like are holding people back because, as you guys know, or if you're new to the podcast, a lot of these things I talk about are things that I've experienced myself. I value that with delivering content on here. I value that with my business. I don't ever like to give advice or give knowledge without me doing my proper research or experimentation on myself, or actually, just being more knowledgeable about the subject matter that you're actually speaking on so you can give sound advice and you understand truly what that person is going through on the other end. And in this case, that is anybody that's listening to this podcast right now. So these three words are envy, jealousy, and admiration. Now, before I deep dive into those, I just got done speaking at the Dallas-Fort Worth Urban League Leadership Conference for Young Professionals, and I was invited to speak on the topic of health and quality of life from a health perspective. I had a mental clinician there, and then I had a financial advisor there as well. They were on the same panel, and we were trying to, each of us had a presentation on these different topics that were tied into this theme of human capital, investing yourself from a health and quality of life standpoint. And this topic came about because that we're about to talk about today is because I've been in crowds, right, where I felt like I was more knowledgeable than the individual. And there were some clinicians in the audience. I felt like I knew more than the person that was talking. And maybe there are people out there like that, that, you know, may know more than you, may have less than you, but are doing better than you. They have the job, they have the money, they have the materialistic things, they have the girl, they have the guy, they have this lifestyle that you want. They got the job, they got the presentation. And in this case, you know, at that time, I did feel like I was the best qualified, and I gained the opportunity, and I felt comfortable and confident to speak on this topic. But yet, a lot of the times, there are people that might envy you, be jealous of you, admire you from a standpoint of they feel like they should be in that position. And that might be you. That has been me before. I think we've all experienced this, right? Where we feel like we deserve something. And if we don't have it or if we don't get it, we shut down or we become negative or we don't support, whatever that may be. And in this case, it just rattled around in my mind after I gave the presentation because you just never know what thought processes people might have by you being a leader, by you stepping up. And these are things that you might have to deal with, that people might be jealous of you as you continue to ascend. People might be envious of you as you continue to rise. People might be jealous of you as you continue to excel, right? So in this topic today, I really want to deep dive into what these three words truly mean and how we can actually combat them, right? How can you actually put things in place, strategies in place to say, okay, this is going on in my head. I'm feeling this towards somebody, or I'm receiving it. I'm feeling like somebody is envious, jealous, or being having a fake admiration towards me, and it's affecting me and my performance. So in this case, let's first define what envy, jealousy, and admiration truly mean. Envy is when you have that feeling of discontent. You're resentful, or you're aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or quote unquote luck. Okay. And this is tied into jealousy a lot of times, because you're feeling or showing envy of someone, of their achievements or advantages. Right. So these two words, envy and jealousy, tie into each other. And they're things that are natural, that we a lot of times don't become self-aware that we're feeling this. Right. So these are things that are holding us back from moving forward. The reason why I'm addressing it today, the reason why I'm having this episode, is because if we don't address what actually is going on in our minds, on our day-to-day, then it's actually, as we try to take a step forward, we're actually taking two steps back, because we are having those negative thoughts. We are becoming envious or jealous of someone else or something else, or we didn't get it, or it didn't go our way, whatever that might be. Now, when you're talking about admiration, this is different, because many people think about admiring somebody as, okay, that's a good thing, right? I admire that they're going towards their passion or purpose. I admire, how he or she dresses or carry themselves. I admire the job and the different qualities that person may have, right? This is another negative connotation that we could be thinking is positive. Okay. You're having admiration, meaning you're having regard or warm approval or respect for somebody. I admire your courage. You're looking at with pleasure to somebody else of what they're doing. But let's switch it really quick. If you are admiring somebody, right, and you don't realize that at that time, it could be putting you into this hole, this comfortable hole where, oh, they've got it. I see what they're doing. You never want to. You think that person is maybe better than you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But it's something to think about, that is this something that I'm feeling, that person is better than me because I'm admiring that? Do I think they have more courage than me? Do I think they have better qualities than me? Whatever that may be, are you internally feeling that? So envy, jealousy, admiration. Okay. Now, there's a quote that was talked about with Ralph Waldo Emerson, an author, thought leader. And he quoted, "Envy is ignorance." Now, if we think about that, how envy would be ignorant, it seems kind of harsh, right? Because maybe we do like somebody's qualities. We do envy somebody else's, success, right? But what he's saying with these three words, envy is ignorance, is it's essentially preventing the development of the individual that is envious of another individual. It's wishing to be like somebody else. So subconsciously, you're denying your own potential. You are subconsciously putting yourself down. And I think, in my opinion, envy is okay, but you have to be self-aware enough to switch that very quickly and be able to understand what your strengths are. where your potential actually lies. Okay, they're no better than me. They're just a couple steps ahead. They've gotten the blueprint quicker. They took action faster. That's the only difference. So when you think about envy, right, we might be envious of, you know, a basketball player. We envy sports in America, right? Or we envy actors, actresses, musicians, politicians even, but we put entertainment on top of the world. And I see so many people, not to discredit these musicians, actresses, actors, thought leaders, sports professionals, whoever that is on a top level where the spotlight is on them, not to discredit them at all. But a true leader that is continuously growing, continuously thriving, continuously challenging themselves, that sees more for their life. They have respect, right? But internally, they have a switch. They're no better than me. I could do that. Yes, I'm not. I understand that I'm not 6'10". I'm not 6'8". There are physical qualities that I don't have to do that thing. But if it's something that is attainable, that you're on the same path, that maybe you want to be a musician and you envy Drake, or you envy any type of singer or musician that you are striving to be like in your particular industry or genre, how is that holding you back by simply thinking differently? Oh, they're better than me. They started the same place you did. And a lot of the times we think about this when it comes to our own health. We think about this when it comes to our potential to start a business. We think about this when it comes to moving up in our career. We think about this about going back to school. We think about this about starting a family, because maybe we didn't have the best family life growing up, so we're going to be a bad father or a mother, whatever that may be. And we're restricting ourselves. We're holding ourselves back because we are envious of other people or other things that are happening around us. We are jealous. We might admire, but subconsciously we are pulling away from our own potential because we're driving so much attention towards someone else, something else. So how do you combat this? Okay, we've talked about the definitions. We talked about things that you may be feeling, and in each episode, you know, guys, I like to give you some actionable steps, right? Some things that you can actually take with you, take notes on, take away, go and actually implement. And this is crucial because I feel like a lot of information is out there, but no one is ever giving strategic steps of how to do something or how to get over something. And this is what I like to gather with podcasts myself on the ones I listen to. And I want to make sure when you guys come here to the Evolve You podcast that you actually get actionable steps on certain episodes that you can take away. Okay. So I want to give you some steps here. So if you've got a pen and paper, if you want to pause it, whatever you want to do, you can do that right now. Make sure you're ready, okay? So the first step is to shift. And this might sound crazy. This is going to be a mindset, personal development episode if you guys have not already kind of grasped that, okay? You're going to have to shift your focus to the goodness that's going on in your life. As hard as that may be, because some people may be going through the fire right now. You may be struggling. Nothing's good in your mind. That's when you really have to dig deep and say, what can I be thankful for? What's good? What's valuable to me right now? Do I have a brother? Do I have a sister? Do I have a sibling? Do I have a loved one? Do I have a family member? Do I have a job? Do I have my health? Can I walk today? Did I have something to eat today? Did I have something to drink today? What's going good in my life? Did I get a phone call? Did I get a promotion? Did I get an extra dollar here or there? Did I get some extra cash? What's going on good? Number two, You have to remind yourself that nobody has everything. You might think they do because you're admiring, you're envying, you might have slight jealousy because someone else has more money. Someone else might have a better body. But what have we learned in this past year, 2 years, as health has become more mainstream, it's become more surface level, it's become talked about from a mental and physical standpoint, that we have successful, quote unquote, people, right, that are struggling with the same things you are, and you thought that they were happy, healthy, well, doing good, living their best life. No one has it all. They might have money, but they might be struggling with their health. They might have money. They may be struggling with other things in their life, family situations, mental health, confidence. They might be good at one thing, but other areas they're struggling. Okay. So remind yourself, no one has it all. And it goes back to shifting your focus to what you are good at. What can you work on? What can you grow in. So avoid people. That's number three. You've got to put people aside. I don't want to necessarily say avoid, right? Avoid people that value the wrong things. Because if you're a leader, if you are a person that sees him or herself on another level of giving back, bringing people up, sharing value, sharing knowledge, and whatever expertise you have to understand that you have to have a power circle. You have to have people around you that are going to be supportive. You have to have people around you that are going to challenge you. You have to have people around you that are going to, oh no, that's not good enough. You can do better. While other people are saying, man, you're good. You got it. You're doing awesome. The person that's continuously growing is never, never satisfied. He or she always shares and appreciates their wins, right? If you gain a new client, if you move up in your career, if you had a certain success win during the day, you did well at school, whatever that win was for you, you managed a situation in your household better than you did before. But you have to limit that, right? You have to limit the people that are closest to you so you can continuously be challenged and energized and be able to move forward. But I don't like the word avoid. Because I think you can get knowledge and you can bring somebody else up, or you can challenge that person to think differently too, and they can maybe become in your power circle, right? You never know who you're encountering. So when you're pushing people to the side for a season, revisit that season, maybe go check them. Hey, do I need to help them out? Can they be challenged? Do I see potential in them if you are a leader? Can they help? Can they challenge me? It may seem like they have less than, but what can I learn from that person, right? Number four kind of coincides with number three in my opinion, but you want to spend time with people. Spend time with people that are going to energize you. Spend time with people that are grateful, that value things that are more than materialistic, in my opinion. What values do they have? What morals do they have? What do they think about society? How do they move and shake? Are they trying to continuously learn? How do they treat people? Okay. Celebrate your success. Next one. You want to celebrate. You want to celebrate those wins that you're having each and every day. And this is something that I practice, and I do forget, I'm human, that I forget about going back in my day and say, what went well today? There were some things, there were some shaky things, right? There were some things that were not planned. There were some things that happened that just weren't going the right direction, that didn't move like I wanted to move. It wasn't in the plan. But it's not about the plan always going right. It's about those people that are able to shift very quickly, shift their mindset and say, what went well? What can I improve on? What did I say? Man, I didn't do what I was supposed to do today. And honestly say that to themselves in the mirror and be like, I didn't do it. I just didn't get it done. So tomorrow when you wake up, you know what you did wrong. You know what happened, but you know the little wins. So you can enhance those wins that happen and you can bring those improvement points up. But you want to celebrate the wins and you want to celebrate them with other people that are in your support system that are going to challenge you again and again and again. Now you see you're creating this ecosystem, right? You're creating this ecosystem of people that are continuously challenging. They each have different perspective. They each are on different levels. They're your power circle. They're people that are moving and shaking. They're people that are trying to learn from you. You're trying to learn from them, whatever it may be. And this is how, in my opinion, that you can overcome this envy of other people, because you're trying to do it alone. If you grasp anything out of this, you have learned that, and I hope you have learned that a tribe, a community of people that are going to be supportive of you, you're going to be supportive of them, they're going to challenge you. You cannot go in this world alone, especially if you are trying to actually achieve next level success. Not just moving through life, you're waiting on the weekends, you know, you're getting a check, you may have a goal here or there. It's going into the fourth month of the year of 2019, and you're like, oh, I'll get to it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people that want more, because it's okay to want more. It's okay. And that's what's something that a lot of people don't realize, myself included at one point. That I was like, I'm okay right here. As long as I make this, as long as I live here, as long as I have these things, I'm good. No, doesn't work like that. Sorry to tell you, doesn't work like that. Because if you have a ceiling on your life, if you have a ceiling on your finances, if you have a ceiling, oh, I just need this. If you have a ceiling, you'll never reach it. You will never reach it. You may get close, but to achieve a ceiling of success requires 10x that of work. So if you say, and I always like to put things in financial terms because people seem to relate to that a lot of times, and you can move and shake and put it in your own situation. But if you want to make $100,000 a year, if you want to make six figures, and you don't put in $1 million worth of effort or work, like you're trying to achieve $1 million, you'll never get there. If you want to achieve, now many of us are listening, and I know my audience, many of you guys are considered successful. You are maybe making the six figures, but you're realizing that that's not even what success is anymore. That doesn't even define you. There's more people that are making six figures, have a stable job, have a stable family, have a stable lifestyle, per se, looking outside in, that are still unhappy. So what is success? Oh, if I get $1 million. If only I do this. These are the thoughts that are going in your head. These are the thoughts subconsciously that you're thinking, if only. And that's what happens if you don't sit down for 2 seconds. If you listen to this podcast, it means you're taking some time for yourself, hopefully. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're getting ready to go to bed. Maybe you're waking up in the morning. It's middle of the day. You're at the office. Whatever you're doing right now and you're listening to this and you're like, Analyze your environment right now. Analyze your situation right now around you. And I want you to think about if only. Is that it? Is that going to satisfy you? Oh, if only I had such and such more. Then what? Then what are you going to do? Okay? Envy, jealousy, admiration. These three words that you are looking towards somebody else, something else. You're scrolling on social. You are looking at other people's lives. You're looking at your colleagues' lives. You're looking at your friends' lives. You're looking at other people on TV, on a podcast that are moving and shaking, and you think they have it. And you're trying to get there. Take those strategies, and I want you to understand them. I want you to implement them, but I also want you to take action. And that is a key word that I had to do for myself and realize that I can't do everything on my own. I had to get a support system. I had to get invest into myself to get myself uncomfortable to actually do things that I never thought I would be doing. Because pain, being uncomfortable will allow you to grow. And when you grow, you can get to that next level. And then you challenge yourself again, get to the next level. And then you get uncomfortable again, learn some more things, get to the next level. You see right now what's going on with Elon Musk, some of these CEOs that are considered successful in a financial standpoint from building big businesses, because that's what we define success as, right? You have a lot of money, and yes, money shouldn't be put down. You need money to thrive. You need money to help people. And I never want to, I had to shift my mindset around money. But at the grand scheme of things, Elon Musk is struggling with his mental health, right? He's struggling. You guys have seen FIRE. Okay, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, even if you're not, if you watch Netflix, many people have seen the FIRE Festival, the FIRE documentary, where this 25-year-old thought he could get over people because he was money hungry. How do you treat people? What are your morals? What are your values? Yeah, you got a lot of money, but then what? You're left alone. Because you're envious. You want the spotlight. You want to be like other people. You want to be around other people. You think that other people are more successful. You think if I get around this person, then I'm going to achieve next level success. Yeah, in a case, creating the right support system, right? But is your thought process in the right place? All right, guys. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening to the Evolve You podcast. Again, please, if you like this episode, please rate it, review it, share it with somebody, and I will be sharing it on our social platforms as well. And I would love to hear from you. All of our social and information emails are down in the show notes. Email us if you would like to hear more from us of what you would like to hear, more business, more personal development tools, episodes like this, myself alone, certain guests that you may think that would be awesome for this podcast. Or if you think you should be or could be a guest and deliver value on here in each of those aspects to evolve people into the best version of themselves, then email us. Let us know. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much. And I truly appreciate it. If you also are inquiring or want to inquire about health and life coaching from myself, I will have the application down in the show notes as well. So you can go ahead and click that and fill out the application, and we can talk further about if we're a good fit, if I can help you, if I can direct you in the right way, and we can go from there. So I look forward to hearing from each of you in whatever aspect, and I will see you in the next episode.